I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Before we get into the episode today, I want to give a quick shout out to Twin Strangers Productions and their sci-fi horror adventure audio drama, Syntax, the fourth season of which is coming soon. Syntax is a fantastic show that smashes together science fiction, cryptids, speculative biology, and my personal favorite, linguistics. It follows the story of Silas as he works to translate an ancient text, hoping to find clues that will help his team of six understand the mystery of the breaches. If you enjoy Annihilation, as in the book, not the concept in general, or the Stargate TV series, I think you'll really love this story. Season 4 of Syntax is releasing in April 2024, making it the perfect time to start listening. Syntax is streaming now on all major podcast platforms. Visit syntaxpodcast.com, that's Syntax Podcast, all one word, for more information. Know the depths. Wish for more.
Middle Below is rated PG and contains mild threat and mild language. How was that?
Not bad. It's not very funny, though.
Was it meant to be?
Well, I mean, when I do it, it's funny.
Is it?
Yes.
I want to tell you of a traveller. Not a traveller of oceans or mountains like in other stories. He never travelled very far. And he always returned to the same curious little home where he had always lived, with his curious little ghost friends and his curious little habits.
That's a funny looking jumper.
Is that a Star Trek?
It's a Picardigan, okay? And I like it.
I feel like you gave it that name.
Nope. That's genuinely what it's called. I'll show you the tag when we're done. Shall we?
Oh, hello, Neil. This was a traveller who walked the lines between this life and the next. The grey mist between existence and... No, that doesn't... Who walked between this life and the next through the grey mist of existence. Yeah.
You want anything from the shop?
What? No, I'm good, thanks. Actually, could I get... Actually, no, never mind.
Okay.
Alex?
Yes?
Could you get me a pack of cigarettes, please?
Are you sure?
Yes, I know, I just need to clear my head, that's all.
And nicotine and tar are going to do that?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
Neil, no, that's no. He looked for spirits who had become lost in the mist and sent them on their way.
Where are we going?
City Library.
Which one?
You mean there's more than one?
Really?
Seriously? You guys have never heard of Central Library, East Library, Northern Library.
Looked for spirits? That's not... Search for spirits? Maybe take out the who had become. He searched for spirits lost in the mist, yeah. On this particular day, or night, it was hard to tell in this world. A spirit had found its way to the library.
Over here.
It's just a bookshelf with some neglected books on it.
Ah, but look at the other shelves. The books are all clean except for that one shelf.
The dust is gone.
Gil, are you getting anything?
It's strange. Yesterday they were malevolent. Today not so much.
Is that unusual?
It's never happened before. At least as far as I can remember. Can you see where they've gone?
They're still in the room, but they're small.
I'll look upstairs.
We're splitting up.
Apparently.
It was an old library. In our world, it would have been full of books of all sizes and scope. But here, the shelves were bare, save for a few forgotten volumes. Volumes? Does that sound... No.
Here you go.
Thank you. How much was it?
Oh, it's cool. You made dinner.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Ah, thank you. Oh, actually, Alex, do you... Thank you. Hey, I think they're up here.
Don't do anything. I'll be right up.
Hello. Are you a dust creature? Do you like books? Well, we're here to help you.
Heather, no! What did you do?
Nothing, I just...
Okay, just hang on.
Neil. The spirit in the library had shown its strength, but the traveller knew this world and knew its quirks and secrets.
Okay, when we go back in, take this.
A hairdryer.
Yes. If they hit us with that dust cloud again, you can blow it all away.
Seriously?
Well, what would you suggest? I didn't bring a fluffy duster.
Why did you bring a hairdryer?
I thought we might need it.
Why?
Well, we do, don't we?
If you knew we'd need it, why did you only bring one?
I only have one.
Why?
Well, how many hairdryers do you own?
All right. Are we going back in?
Yes.
It's a fire door.
Oh, for goodness sake.
We returned to the library, and this time we were ready.
There should be batteries in it.
When did you last charge it?
I don't use it.
What?
Well, look at my hair, Heather. Do I look like I... Very funny. Come on.
The library was now completely coated in a fine layer of dust. It danced in the dim light.
Hello?
And then, in a flash, it was gone.
Where'd you go?
We got locked out.
Fire door?
Yeah.
Yeah, he has a habit of doing that. One time, he was...
I'm speaking to the spirit...
Sorry.
To the spirit in this library. I am Taylor Quinn, may we speak?
The library was silent. And, for a moment, nothing moved. Then, a small swirl of dust appeared a distance away from us. Taylor took a step. The traveller took a step closer.
Stay back.
Okay. I'll stay right here.
I'm sorry I scared you.
That's okay. We scared you.
I don't like it when things get near me.
Really?
Yes. No, not really.
Why do you not like being near things?
Well, look at me. I'm missing. I leave bits of myself everywhere. It's gross.
But you want to be near things.
Yes, I want to be near people. But they won't like me. I'll leave a mess.
What do we do?
Hmm.
The traveler stood and considered the dust cloud standing in front of him. He leaned close to me and whispered,
"Does this place have roof access?"
"Yes."
"What's going on?"
"Oh, God."
"Sorry."
"I have an idea, Dust Boy. Would you like to hear it?"
The traveler asked the spirit to follow him, and we all walked through the old library. It took a while to convince the spirit to take the elevator with us.
"I'm sorry."
"It's okay."
"Gil, can you just meet us up there?"
"I've never been in one of these before. Looks like fun."
Eventually, we reached the door to the roof.
"This is where we say goodbye, Gil. I'll see you back at the flat."
"Okay. Good luck."
"Bye."
"What is this?"
"Dust Boy, what if I told you that you could spend your entire existence flying amongst everyone in the world without them noticing you?"
"Wouldn't they find me horrible?"
"They barely know you were there."
"I don't understand."
"What do you know of the middle, Dust Boy?"
"Oh, lots of people. But it doesn't rain as much."
"It's also very windy, and very dusty too. But the thing about middlings is that they don't really mind." "No, they spend their entire lives surrounded by dust, and they wouldn't give it a second thought. Now, I don't usually do this, but if I let you out into the middle, would you like to fly with the wind and dance with the middlings?"
I think I'd like that."
"Okay, on three, you ready?"
"Oh, okay."
"One, two, three!"
As the wind flew into the narrow corridor, it pulled the dusty spirit out into the bright day and scattered it into the sky. It was over in an instant, and I stood with the traveler, looking out over the city, so noisy compared to the world that we had just been exploring. Do you think we helped him?
"I think so. It's impossible to be sure. I hope he's happy. Happy is good."
Fire door.
"I'm just gonna head to bed."
"Cool, I think I might turn in soon too."
"How are you getting on?"
"Yeah, I got a lot of writing done. Nearly finished something actually."
"Anything good?"
I don't know yet."
"Did the cigarettes help?"
"I think so. Guess I needed some clear air."
"Whatever."
"Good night."
"Good night."
Middle Below featured the voices of David Devereaux as Taylor, Charlotte Ryder as Heather, David Pello as Gil the Ghost, Cameron Clough as Dust Boy, Sarah Grant as Alex, and Bucky as Neil the Cat.
We wish to remind our listeners that bad things will happen.
Middle Below is a Tin Can audio production. It was written and produced by David Devereaux, with additional sound design by Martin Rowbottom. Thank you for listening.
Before we get into the episode today, I want to give a quick shout out to Twin Strangers Productions and their sci-fi horror adventure audio drama, Syntax, the fourth season of which is coming soon. Syntax is a fantastic show that smashes together science fiction, cryptids, speculative biology, and my personal favorite, linguistics. It follows the story of Silas as he works to translate an ancient text, hoping to find clues that will help his team of six understand the mystery of the breaches. If you enjoy Annihilation, as in the book, not the concept in general, or the Stargate TV series, I think you'll really love this story. Season 4 of Syntax is releasing in April 2024, making it the perfect time to start listening. Syntax is streaming now on all major podcast platforms. Visit syntaxpodcast.com, that's Syntax Podcast, all one word, for more information. Know the depths. Wish for more.